Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
We all thought he was going to play against Chicago, but Snoop Huntley kept things in line as the Ravens win that one. So here they are after a brutal start to the season. And we've been criticizing and ragging, and rightfully so, because the expectations were high. But they win two games in 5 days. Yeah. Now they get the super terrific mini bye. They're going to be favored pretty much in every game the rest of the season, maybe till they get to Green Bay.
Yeah, I agree with
all that. All of a sudden, just yep. Like that.
You know, two wins, you know, and I got to sneeze.
Go ahead. Do your thing. Vinny's going to sneeze. He's overcome with emotion of bodily functions here.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing about it, I thought maybe Lamar showed a little rust maybe on the one hopper to bait.
Oh, the worm burner.
Yeah. You know, other than that, I thought Lamar looked pretty calm, cool, collective. You know, I thought he played well. I thought, you know, I mean, the best pass, I'm guessing, the one to Zay Flowers between the corner and the safety.
That was brilliant.
That was a dime. That was an awesome pass. And, you know, and got all the tight ends involved. You know, I mean, Kohler's playing kind of a bigger role in the pass game now, too. So, I mean, they're using all three tight ends a lot more, which is, you know, pretty healthy situation. I just thought that, thought the O-line, Bob, I thought they pass protected better than they run block this time. I thought pass protection was pretty good. The times that Lamar had to scramble when I was watching the film this morning, receivers are covered. That's why he had to, that's why he's kind of pulling it down and, you know, and then he found some people when he stepped up in the pocket. But I thought overall, you know, I thought they did a pretty good job. And the one that Lamar got sacked on, or the one, yeah, that he got sacked on, Ricard got run over by Chubb.
Yep.
So, Bob, I would tell, I if I was Eric, I would ask the Dolphins last night, their GM, Greer, can we trade for Chubb?
Yeah, you're getting fired anyway.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I liked Chubb. Now, defensively, I mean, I was a little – they didn't really stop them, Bob. They stopped themselves, the Dolphins.
Yeah, Miami, that's a discombobulated team.
Yeah, I mean
– for sure.
Yeah, because they do a lot of good things, and then they shoot themselves in the foot. I thought the biggest play of the game, Bob, you know, early on, the missed field goal.
Patterson.
Yeah.
Well, they had the big play to Waddle where they called the penalty on Gordon. Which,
well, that wasn't that, a penalty.
I mean, holy crap. How does that happen? But the guy just slipped and fell
green,
down.
Green.
Yeah, that was terrible. And that set him back. But Patterson's field goal keeps it acceptable.
Yeah, it was 35. Well, it changed momentum.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay.
But I like how they came out the second half, the Ravens. You know, because they started Keaton Mitchell, you know, and then they started throwing. Because they were stacking the box. I was disappointed in the Ravens' first down runs. They were getting nothing, like 1 yard, 2 yard on most. So they were second and long quite a bit, especially in the first half. Because, I mean, third down in the first half, Bob, the Ravens were 1 of 6. So, I mean, they were not good on third down. I mean, in the first half, Bob, it was punt, touchdown, touchdown, punt, punt, punt. You know, I mean, they had 6 punts in the game. And that's not the normal, well-oiled machine. And that's because of first down.
Sure.
That was the big problem there. And a lot of times, though, the receivers weren't getting open. You know, I mean, they were only rushing 4, so they were covering them up. But, it was overall, good game. Good game, a win. I mean, that's all that matters, W. Doesn't matter how you got it. Got a W, got a bye. And now on to Minnesota, who's got a tough game at Detroit.
And we heard Roquan Smith talking about forcing the turnover, same with John Harbaugh. 3-0 in favor of Baltimore. We have finally found a team worse than the Ravens in turnover differential. It is Miami, but, you know, you had the pick from Malachi Starks, then the number 8, the Washington fumble, then you had the strip from Gilman there. I mean, they did a lot of things to force turnovers. Yep. So Lamar is not prone to the turnover. Let's see, 14 touchdowns, 1 pick on the season. So that's not happening. But the last 3 games defensively, the Ravens are averaging 13 points per game given up, when they were well over 30 through the first few weeks, and everyone wanted Zach Orr's head. Right now, you're off the chopping block, I would assume, because they're as healthy, well, except for a couple of starters on the D-line. They're as healthy as they've been in the secondary, at least, for a while here.
I thought secondary was – I thought Marlon played a good game. You know, he got beat on the double move. But other than that, I thought he played pretty physical and stuff. You know, I thought Marlon played good. Wiggins didn't – they didn't put Wiggins on Waddle, you know. So that was, I guess, somewhat of a surprise. But I didn't think Wiggins was great. You know, I thought Malachi Stark showed up. Thought Travis Jones really played well. Thought he really played well inside. And I expected him to. He showed up quite a bit. They need a pass rusher, Bob. I mean – it is what it is. They need one, because Van Noy, he just doesn't have any legs. He had one nice spin move when he lined up on the defensive right side to the left tackle. You know, he had a nice spin move inside, but it was, you know, too late. But felt sorry kind of a little bit for the rushers, Bob. That ball came out so quick. Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, drop back, plant the foot, boom, ball's gone.
But no touchdowns allowed. We'll look at that. Couple of sacks. Mike Green got a half a sack. That's 2 games in a row. He gets in the stat column. Should have had a full sack when Tua took a knee there at the end of the first half. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, everybody's trying to be fair. Nolan McGraw, Ravens won 2 in a row for the first time this season. I mean, Miami's a beleaguered team, reeling team. People are wearing bags on their heads and popcorn things. They were rolling out of there like they had said there's a hurricane warning. Seriously, after Lamar threw his 4th touchdown pass. But a win's a win, and an impressive 2 weeks in a row, impressive wins. Got to take them, man. I ain't bitching.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like there was more Ravens fans there.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, just listening on TV, and I think even some of the Dolphins players said that postgame. Like, we're out there, you know, on defense, there's no noise. All of a sudden, they're out there. It sounds like we're at M&T Bank Stadium. So, I mean, well, we kind of expected the Ravens fans to travel well. What have we been saying this whole time? This task in front of the Ravens, no margin for error, no more wiggle room. It's win by any means necessary. So if they came out there last night and they won 9-6, we'd have a much different conversation today, but it would still be a win. To me, I thought this plus the Bears game, they're starting to show that it's, and maybe it is weaker competition, but I think there's clearly something different about the team, whether it's the health, whether it's the scheme, execution, all of the above. They just resemble a different team. I'm not saying that if we ran it back and played the Lions next week, that the Ravens would be, you know, run away with a win there. Chiefs, same thing. But they are a much more capable team than they were before. And it's really night and day across the board. Almost got the Jackson 5. They left Lamar in there.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe could have said that he could have came out with 5 minutes to go. But even still, 4 touchdowns, so not going to complain about it. A little rusty early. A lot of 3 and outs. But even still, I mean, defense really answered the call for me.
Yeah, and Lamar, early favorite right now for a hero of the week offensively in the NFL. But, Vinny, it's to Nolan's point, there's a different juice there. And, you know, a swagger.
Yep.
The chests are puffed out a little bit instead of helmets being thrown and all that sorts of things you see from, you know, the Dolphins level teams here.
Well, I think the biggest thing is Gilman coming over has kind of changed things. Let's Hamilton play up. He's playing up, what, 60-some percent of the time?
He had a brilliant play. Dude barely got the snap, and he got lit up.
I think that's a big thing. And then I think the other thing is Roquan and Buchanan. Because, you know, Buchanan, you know, I mean, he's almost double-digit tackles every game, too, almost. You know, so he's playing extremely well. So your two inside backers are playing well, which really helps the run. Stop the run game, and so does Hamilton help stop the run game.
And just looking defensively, you know, all right, you give up some stats, you let them march down the field. But to me at this point, it's all got to be about results. Like, based on what we saw earlier this season where the Ravens weren't doing anything well defensively, literally nothing across the board, all right, you give up some chunk yardage to Achane. Waddle got you a couple times, you know, stuff like that. They're not going to play perfect. We know that. They're far from a top 10, top 5 defense. They might struggle to be middle of the pack this year. But if the points, at the end of the day, if the points are where you want it, if you get those results, that's all that matters, right? So call it bend, don't break, call it whatever you want, call it prevent, I don't care. They got the results.
But we talked about it before we go to a break. Get your phone calls, support tech 583-1057 a couple of days ago. They don't need to be the 2000 Ravens. I mean, they've been 32nd, 30th. They're bottom of the pack in most offensive stats. But we think the offense will be top 5. Okay, fair enough, right? Everyone's healthy, even with a crap offensive line.
Yeah.
If the defense could be 16th, middle of the pack, that's enough to take you deep into January, I think, right?
As long as they're
drinking purple Kool-Aid on a Friday.
If they're generating turnovers like last night, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, because the turnovers kind of made up for the explosive plays that they were giving up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's where some of those turnovers came back from. And the other thing is they're getting field goals instead of touchdowns in both games.
Yep.
You know, Miami was 0-for-3 in the red zone, which is huge. You know, I mean, because, Bob, I mean, when you look at the first half stats, you know, I mean, Miami had 225 yards. They ran 39 plays. The Ravens had 109 yards at the half. Now, in the second half, the Ravens only gave up 100 yards, and they only ran 23 plays the second half. So whatever adjustments or, you know, or maybe it was because the Ravens had the ball for 11 minutes in the third quarter, that helped.
If you want to get in, now's your chance. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Jonas Schaefer joining us at 11:30, or 10:30 rather, coming out of Florida, where it was kind of a Ravens home game down in South Beach. We got World Series Game 6 coming up tonight. We'll talk about that when Ryan Ripken joins us in the noon hour. Maryland tomorrow against Indiana, which is a massive game. Maryland getting 21.5, trying to end a 3-game losing streak. It's on the Fan, and it's on CBS National TV. Keith Cavanaugh, TerribleTypes.com. He'll join us 11:30. Also preview the basketball season. Buzz Williams, his Turtles, they're kind of banged up. A lot of Turtles and cats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Asked right now. But Alohi Gilman comes over from the Chargers in the Oway trade, who's got 2 sacks in 3 games. And Gilman brought into this Ravens defense has allowed Kyle Hamilton to become very more prominent at the line of scrimmage, it looks like. And we saw that in full effect last night against the hapless Dolphins, for sure.
I mean, Bob, they, again, 2 weeks in a row since Gilman's been there, Bob, 3 safeties have played over 90%. So, I mean, that's who they are now. I mean, Gilman missed a lot of tackles. I think he missed like 3 tackles last night, but he did have the big turnover, and he's a really smart guy and stuff. So he's kind of solidified that deep. Kind of like last year when Hamilton went back, you know, now Hamilton moves up and Gilman comes in. So, that was a trade that worked good for both teams because Gilman's helping, you know, the Ravens a bunch. And always helping the Chargers. So it was good for both.
Yeah, and Oway wasn't doing anything
right
for the Ravens. So sometimes change of scenery benefits both parties, and the best trades, Vinny, are the ones where both teams benefit.
Yep.
From no doubt. I mean, you always like the fleece, but it is what it is. All right, let's get out to the phones. Ravens 28-6. Lamar Jackson comes back in a big way. 4 touchdown passes. Derrick Henry over 100 yards for the second time in 3 weeks. And last week when he didn't get 100, he got 2 touchdowns. And Vinny, you referenced this earlier. All the tight ends got involved. Rashad Bateman scored a touchdown. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to see the offense become a little more, diverse.
Yeah.
In regards to, instead of Zay Flowers getting the ball 1,000 times, everybody's starting to touch that thing.
Yeah, and really the only guy that really didn't run much, you know, Lamar ran one time, what, for 13, you know, had one decent run for 13 yards, but, you know, used Keaton Mitchell 10 plays and
Justice Hill
for 11 plays. But, I mean, ran the sweeps. You know, you let Keaton do what he does, but, you know, get out to the sides, you know, get out wide, caught a nice pass, you know, over the middle, and Justice Hill had a catch. So I thought kind of everybody other than D-Hop kind of touched the ball.
Yeah, and he went, what was he, 9 for 9, Lamar, to start the second half, and then he went air assault down the field. But either way, Ravens win, so there's nothing to complain about. Or is there? Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm inside the grocery store with the same name as Big Blue. I'm not sure if it's a sponsor, but you can read between the lines.
Big Blue.
Yeah, Big Blue in New York. But, anyway.
All right.
when it comes to the game last night, man, I was thoroughly impressed. Like I said before, me... Because a lot of people are not going to eat crow. A lot of people are not going to say, oh, I've been backing the whole time and knew this is what happened. You took the calls. You knew what we were saying the last 40 days about this team.
Yeah.
4-13, baby.
Yes, I said that. My brother has helped me to it because, you know, I have family members that listen to this show. So the bottom line is, man, it was a good game. I will say this, though, because I wasn't sure what I was going to say in the call, but Vinny said something that was key, and I actually want to ask him this as a person that forgot more football than I ever know. Is this the new norm now with Lamar not running as much? Is it like the natural maturation process as he get older? You've seen what happened with Ben Roethlisberger, Cam Newton. Other quarterbacks that were heavily on a run, they deteriorate fast. So is this a new norm for Lamar? And also, because y'all asked me what my new record prediction is now, I'm going to say 11-6.
Whoa.
Why not?
What a turnaround.
I was about to cuss and say screw it or forget it. But they are going to run the table. And the only reason why they may not run the table is because maybe a controversial call here and there. But, you know, MVP Lamar is back. They got to run the table in order to be able to compete. And we can put some good football. So I want to get out of the way for the other callers so they can get in. You guys have a good weekend.
All right, Ray, thank you very much. And we mentioned it earlier, up until Green Bay, next to last game of the season, they're probably going to be, if Lamar's playing,
yeah,
they're going to be favored in every game.
Yeah. And, the division, I still think when they go to Pittsburgh, you know, I mean, they're going to get Pittsburgh's best shot when
they
play
and Pittsburgh. Cleveland's going to be a pain in the ass, as they always are. But my point, they'll be favored in those games.
No doubt about it. And, Bob, the two big things I think they need to get cleaned up is on offense, they need to be much better on first down, running the football. You can't get 1 yard on first down, and that's what they've been doing. And then on defense, can't have so many explosive plays, man.
Yeah, Miami's getting a chunk plays.
Oh, yes, they were.
As you mentioned earlier. We'll come back. Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner, get his thoughts on last night's game. Now they get kind of a super terrific mini bye before they go to Minnesota, and the Vikings have been scuffling. So as we said, Ravens should be favored in every game, at least for the next couple of months, as they try to dig themselves out of the bottom of the AFC North, which is kind of a crap division. So they're the most talented of these teams. Now we're back on the bandwagon or no?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Last night, stick around. And then Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Maryland getting a strong 21.5 against the second-ranked Hoosiers of Indiana. Terps trying to break this three-game skid. I mean, if there were three-quarter games, game day be at Maryland tomorrow.
Yes, they
would.
There are
four-quarter games, and that's why Maryland's 21.5-point underdog. But we'll talk about that with Keith. And Maryland hoops starts Monday, men at against Coppintown in Baltimore. But the Ravens, how about that? For the first time this year, they won two in a row. Take out the hapless Dolphins. And here to talk about that from the Baltimore Banner, on the Window Nation guest hotline, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How are you feeling?
Morning, guys.
All right, Lamar Jackson. Boy, that guy's pretty good, right? Four touchdowns, 14 TDs, one pick on the season. But as you watched him, I guess, work off the rust in real time, how's Lamar looking here? Any hitch in his giddy up from your vantage point? Of course, I was sitting on my ass like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, like, do I think he's at top speed on some of those scrambles last night? No, but that's never really been his MO. He's always been a guy who's been in fourth gear when fifth and sixth gear are available because he just wants the handling. He wants the spirit handling. And, you know, there were a couple spots last night where you were kind of surprised that he got tracked down or he got caught in the open field. I think you could probably attribute that to him facing live bullets for the first time. You know, if we're believing that he is 100%, then, you know, I don't really know what to make of that for the rest of the season. But, you know, we've seen him develop into the pocket passer who can, you know, light up a defense like he did last night. And obviously, it's probably a far cry to ask for a defense as depleted, as injury ransacked as that Miami one was last night. But for Lamar to kind of recapture his MVP form and do what he had to and, you know, put in that dominant third quarter that really put this game away and, you know, allowed them to kind of rest up some of those guys in the fourth quarter. It's definitely an improvement on what Stu Huntley and Cooper Rush can give you.
Hey, Jonas, I was listening to Harbs last night, and I heard, good question, Jonas.
Yeah.
You finally asked one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hey, Jonas, the two things that concerned me a little bit about last night was first down runs and explosive plays for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, that run game, you look at the final numbers and yards per carry, they're fine. Success rate, they're fine. But a lot of that was just the fourth quarter and the big, 35-yard run from Derrick Henry. So I don't really know what to make of this Miami run defense. Like, first 6 weeks, they were one of the worst in the NFL. Last 2 weeks, they were one of the best. Probably something had something to do with facing Cleveland and a Kirk Cousins-led Atlanta offense. But, you know, maybe they are a little bit better than we give them credit for. And then just, you know, as for the explosives part, you know, obviously Jalen Waddle is one of the best receivers in the NFL, you know, not top five, not top 10, but a guy who can light you up if you are not taking care of him. And it's, you know, the same problems for this Ravens defense that they're probably going to have to fix through the trade deadline and hope if they can't find anyone there that they're going to have to just scheme up. And it just, you know, can you get pressure with a four-man rush? Can you do enough to bother these quarterbacks when you're not getting home? You know, again, it seems like they're just putting an undue amount of pressure on Kyle Hamilton, on Roquan Smith to be the ones to kind of spark things up. And at a certain point, you're going to need those guys in coverage. You're going to need those guys to be able to do their run fit. So, you know, this is going to be, I think, a problem for the rest of the season. But the next 2 weeks, you know, listen, you're playing against J.J. McCarthy, who's even more turnover prone than Tua. And you're playing Dylan Gabriel, we think, who is also even more turnover prone than Tua. So, you know, who knows what these next 2 weeks will look like, especially with what the Ravens may or may not get during the trade deadline. But this is the kind of margin of error that you get when you play against this kind of a weak schedule.
Hey, Jonas, the thing concerned me too, they lost contain so much last night, you know, especially the outside backers. They got hooked all the time, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the low-key biggest impact from losing Nnamdi, besides just the pass rush, is like he's a beast against outside zone. You know, that is such a common type of run because he's able to move laterally. He's able to get some knockback against centers and guards. And we saw time and again yesterday, just, you know, the Ravens not be able to kind of have that cutback lane contained. And you saw Achan bust that loose a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And there's so many good outside zone running teams in the NFL and the AFC on the Ravens schedule that they're going to have to contend with. And, you know, God forbid, you know, John Jenkins tweaks an ankle or Travis Jones, you know, pulls a hammy, because you just really, really worry still about what this run defense is built to do over the course of a long season. But they did what they had to last night. You know, they got themselves into a positive game script where they didn't really have to worry too much about those zone runs or just the run game at all. But, you know, it's still a huge, huge concern for me, just considering what the state of this run defense is.
Hey, Jonas, when you watch Kyle Van Noy, because to me, watching him on tape and stuff, just looks old. Looks like he has no legs.
Yeah, there was a play. He might have gotten pushed in the back on this, so it's hard for me to be too critical, but there was a play where it looked like he had Tua kind of dead to rights, and then Tua gives him a little inside kind of move, and he's just left standing. He's just left in the dust, and you know, Kyle looks all of his, what, 33, 34, however old he is right now. You know, what are the options for the Ravens? I mean, I saw David Ojabo had half a sack last night, but I think that was more
sort of that was a joke. You
know, Brent Urban's leading the team in quarterback hits after Thursday night's game. That's not a sustainable way to live as a defense if you're Zach Gore. So they're going to need to be mindful about how they, you know, give these guys snaps. They're going to be they got to hope that Tavius Robinson and Deuce Isaac can give them something when they come back, and hope that they can come back sooner than everyone expects. Because you're right. I mean, I think we're starting to see Father Time catch up to KBN.
Now, Jonas, the trade deadline's Tuesday. What do you think will happen? What are you hoping happens? I wish they would just go over and ask if they could have Chubb. You know, I thought Chubb played good last night.
Yeah, I mean, you need someone who can. It's tough to say, because like, anytime you're asking for a guy who can both defend the run and rush the passer, that's like another round or two in value that you have to go up. But I think they have to find someone who gives them that flexibility on early downs. Like, they're not going to be able to get these bespoke blitz packages in on third down unless they're stopping the run. So Chubb's a good edge setter. You know, you can maybe Calais Campbell's for sale in Arizona. And obviously he's a great affinity for the Ravens and this organization. And the possibility of, you know, going for a Super Bowl has to be alluring to him. But just with the parity in the NFL, guys, I mean, so many teams are at 500 or above, which means that there's so many fan bases applying pressure on their coach and GM to get a deal done that puts their team over the top. So, you know, we've seen Eric be smart with moves in terms of not giving up a whole lot of capital, but this might be a situation where he has to overextend to get the guy that he wants, because otherwise you're just going to be, you know, left second best at best in some of these competitions for you know, potentially you know, season-changing acquisitions.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. I mean, based on you guys talking, Ravens did win last night, right? 28-6. But either way, we were asking the question last week, will the Ravens be 5-5 by the time the Jets come here on Thanksgiving Sunday, and then they have Cincinnati? Because they're going to be favored in every game as long as Lamar's playing until they go to Lambeau. Will they be 5-5, the Ravens, by the time New York comes here November 23rd?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously the tricky game is the next game, just because, you know, that Brian Flores defense, if they get Van Ginkle back, it feels like it's a totally different beast than the one that's been struggling over the past couple of weeks. We know just the kind of edge rusher talent they have. We know just the weapons that they have, and maybe J.J. McCarthy is able to find some of that first-round form that made him such an intriguing prospect. But, you know, this is a Browns team that the Ravens have already beaten. The Vikings, on the whole, have had a really disappointing year, so it wouldn't surprise me if the Ravens are already favorites for that game in Minnesota. And if they take care of business and they take advantage of this little mini bye, then they should be in good position, like you guys said, to get to 5-5 pretty soon.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, have a safe trip back to Baltimore. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Jonas Schaefer. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Coming up 11 o'clock, Vinny's Keys. Ravens did win, so I'm assuming they hit most of those things. And then we got the whip around 11:15. Keith Kavanaugh, TerribleTimes.com. Preview Maryland football tomorrow against Indiana. And the start of the basketball season. Buzz Williams and his Turtles host Coppin. They're playing Coppin down at CFG. Big old doubleheader in downtown Baltimore Monday night. So Maryland's got a big opportunity on national stage to show people what they're made of, and they haven't been getting blown out, but they are big underdogs against the Hoosiers. Maryland Hoops, men, they start Monday down in Baltimore against Coppin, and we'll talk about that with Keith as well. And we'll talk World Series and beyond, new Orioles manager, when we rip it with Ryan, coming up at noon. Ryan Ripken, that is. But speaking of Ryan, let's go to Ryan in Baltimore right now. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's up?
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, man. What's up?
I'm ready to go trick or treating.
Yeah. And what's your trick and what kind of treat you want?
My trick is I'm still holding my composure after a bad Orioles season and trying to stay hopeful for a Ravens season. So those are my two tricks.
Okay.
But speaking about the Ravens, a very good win. I thought the offense did a really good job, especially getting Lamar back. I didn't think he was perfect, but I don't think we needed him to be perfect just against the Dolphins. You know, down the line when we're getting against the Steelers and we need to win those games, then I need some perfection. But he still played up to the MVP caliber that I think he is. My one concern was with the defense a little bit. I didn't think they played terrible, as bad as they were in weeks 1 through 4. But I still think that there were a lot of missed opportunities in the first half. I think they obviously got some big turnovers, and I thought Teddy Buchanan had a really good game. But I thought that they left a lot of space open in the field for the run game and even some big passes. So I got a question for you guys in regards to the defense. Coming from where they were in the first 4 weeks or so, is the goal of this defense to be a top five defense, or is it to be a middle of the pack kind of team? Because I think that with the offense like Lamar, who's going to put up close to 30, 35 points a game, I think we just need them to be an average defense at best, just to limit some big plays.
Well, right now they're 29th, you know. So thanks, if they Ryan. Could get to like 19th, but more importantly, if they get turnovers, you know, and are good in the red zone defensively, you know, I don't really care about the rankings because, I mean, they gave up 225 yards in the first half, but they only gave up 6 points, you know. So, I mean, that's the – and they got a couple turnovers. So the key is if they can keep getting turnovers, then the offense is going to continue to score more points.
And we saw last year, too, after the bye – the defense really started to percolate. They were one of the, statistically, performance-wise, they were one of the best defenses in the NFL. And to your point, Vinny, I don't know if they can get into the top five based on numbers, but can they play like a top 10 to 15 defense rest of the way? And as long as your offense is doing what they're supposed to do, is that good enough to get you deep into the postseason?
Yeah.
Because right now, 30 to 32 is not going to be, that's not going to cut it.
No.
In a playoff.
No, not at all. And, you know, I mean, there's just last night made me kind of nervous about the explosion. They were, I mean, they were kind of doing what they wanted the first half, Miami. And then they got down to the red zone and then they would screw it up.
And they became the Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah. They became the Dolphins. So, but in the second half, whatever adjustments they made, Bob, Miami only had 100 yards in the second half. So, you know, that was a good job making adjustments then, you know. So I don't, the turnovers is the key, I think. I think the turnovers is the key because that kind of changed it around last night, you know, the turnovers.
Before we get to the top of the hour, get your keys, get your phone calls too. You're next, everybody, at 410-583-1057. If the defense has the personnel today after the trade deadline, is this team good enough defensively to win on the road, to win in the postseason, that sort of thing? Are they good enough on that side of the ball to achieve success?
Bob, where they are right now, I just don't know if they're deep enough in the defensive line in the run game. That's the problem because, you know, I mean, Travis Jones plays a lot. Jenkins' initial role when he got here was to play the Michael Pierce role, sure, which is about 15 snaps a game. Now he's playing like 40, you know. So, and then the other guys, you know, Urban and all those other guys that come in. I'm just nervous about the depth. And then the outside guy, well, Mike Green, Ajabo, and Van Noy, none of them are great edge setters. You know, that's kind of the issue. Whereas, before Oway was a decent edge setter, and you know, they just that concerns me. The edges kind of concern me a little bit.
We'll come back, get Vinny's keys, take your phone calls, support that 583-1057. It's the whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. Stick around, we'll talk about that. And Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Find out what's going on in College Park. Huge game tomorrow, homecoming Maryland, Indiana. Hoop starts next week, Monday, Maryland men down in Baltimore taking on Coppin. So we got a lot to get to with Keith. And then we're doing our picks. We were all 1-0 after last night. Can the success continue heading into the weekend of fun?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.